Welcome, everybody, to the Business L&K podcast. We're here in the AOI podcast studio, and we are here to talk to the awesome people, places, and businesses that make our city unique. My name is Kathy Anderson. I'm Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development. And I am joined here today by Nicole Deharch. And Nicole is the CEO of Microgreen Gals. It is a woman-owned supplier of fresh, locally grown microgreens. They are proud to supply Nebraska's best chefs with greens that help their diners consume more nutrients in tasty and wholesome sprouts. So welcome, Nicole. It's great to have you here.
Yes, it's wonderful to be here. I'm happy to share a little bit about my business and my story.
Heck yeah. And let's start there. What was the inception of Microgreen Gals?
Okay, so I feel like it's kind of like a love story. I feel like when people ask me about it, I'm like, here are all the details. Here's how everything fell together. So I was in the nutrition and wellness space. That was a big hobby of mine. So I knew about microgreens. I loved them as a consumer.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was working at a restaurant. I was working at Venue here in Lincoln. And I met a woman named Linda Thomas. And we just struck up conversation, and I found out that she owned the business Microgreen Gals. So Linda started this business actually when her husband was diagnosed with cancer, and she started growing them as a hobby. And so I met Linda, we started talking, and I was just, I mean, enthralled. I was like, this is your business. I love this. I love the name. I love, you know, her vision, everything. I said, I want to be a part of it. So, you know, fast forward, I partnered with her and another woman named Glenna, and us three ran the business for about a year and a half. And then 2 years ago, I bought out the business. And so I am the single gal now, but I'm still living out the vision and, yeah, just fulfilling all the dreams I had when we first sat down and talked about it.
Congratulations. That is a wonderful story. You knew that you wanted to be a part of it, and it worked out so well.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's like I give so much credit to Linda and Glenna because I mean, when they were telling me about it, I was like, oh, you guys, this is amazing. I love it. I love it. You know, it was all about bringing, you know, clean nutrition to the community. I mean, it was community based. It was about beauty. It was about just everything positive. And when they were telling me about it, it was like, you know, the classic entrepreneur, you know, all these sparks are flying, everything in my head. I'm like, this, I could do this. We could do this. I have this idea. And so I'm happy that they took me on and it's led to here.
I like the sparks and how it's like a love story.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's a good call out that business can take so many twists and turns that you wouldn't be able to know from the outset. And it's wonderful to work with people and stay agile and be able to accommodate those twists and turns. And speaking of, what are some things that have been really helpful to your business, either when you were experiencing one of those crucial twists and turns or things that have propelled your business forward?
I would say definitely going to culinary school here at, in Lincoln at the Great Plains Culinary Institute at SEC. I went to school there for culinary and it really helped me. I feel like I could understand chefs more. You know, I'm selling my product. I have multiple people or, you know, markets that I sell to. I sell to consumers at farmers markets or just in their home. But a large part of my clientele is chefs and restaurants. And so being able to be studying as a chef, I could, you know, understand, okay, this is what it's like to do food inventory and when they're paying for their food, you know, just a lot of the nuances in what it's like for a chef to be a consumer. For me to understand that as a supplier, I feel like it made things easier for chefs and for me.
It's which products you choose to supply and how you price them and how you deliver them and how you have that whole interaction with the chef as your customer.
Yeah, and I think a big thing too is like with business, I mean, my job, I want to make things easier for the chef. Mm. I want to make, you know, I want to take a load off of them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, by understanding them more, I think I was more able to do that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
With entrepreneurs, a phrase that people like to say is hang out where your customers are. Mm-hmm. So you do that in a big way.
Yes. And it was fun. I love to cook. That's kind of why I'm in the microgreens business too, is I love cooking. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And how is business? You know, what's, what are some things that you're looking forward to or recent developments?
Yeah, business is great. I mean, honestly, I feel so blessed that I'm in this position because I get to be really involved with the community, all the chefs that I work with, all the restaurants. I mean, I walk into a restaurant, I'm greeted by the host, friends with the host. We're chatting it up. You know, the valet drivers, I'm talking to them, have a relationship with them. I go into the kitchen, I'm seeing everybody in the kitchen. And so it's really nice to just have that sense of community and also to be a part of something really cool. You know, I see these chefs, I follow all of them on social media. And so it's so rewarding when I see them post, you know, a picture of the dish that they made with my microgreens on top. And I'm just like, ooh, you know, their skill, their love, their passion. And then it's mixed with my, you know, skill, my passion. And we came together and everybody, you know, made something really cool that somebody else in Lincoln got to enjoy as dinner. So,
and it's truly a product that if we can grow it here and we can create that value here, then we don't have a long supply chain.
Oh, yeah. And that's nice, too. I mean, talking about like wintertime, I mean, we were just in the negative 11 last week.
Yeah.
And so it is a privilege to be able to have fresh food here in, you know, negative degree weather.
Yes.
So, yeah.
What about some tough times or things that as an entrepreneur, you take a deep breath and you say, oh, I'm not sure how this is going to work out?
Well, I mean, I will say taking it on solo has presented its challenges. Like I said, I bought out the business about 2 years ago. And you talk to entrepreneurs, I mean, there's perks to being in a partnership. There's perks to being the solo person. And I definitely see the value in having partners. I'm grateful to be where I'm at now. You know, I wouldn't change anything. But it definitely makes me shine a light on my strengths and my weaknesses in particular. So just navigating, what my weaknesses are and how to combat that in my business.
I see that. Yeah, being a solo entrepreneur, you do get to know yourself very well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. And kind of tell me a little bit about, you know, our audience, our businesses of all different sizes, and something that unites them is they love to support entrepreneurs. Mm. What has been helpful in your journey, whether it's resources, sources of information, people, events, or things that that come to mind that you took advantage of?
Yeah, I mean, the Go for Launch workshop was extremely helpful. It was kind of all the fundamentals of being an entrepreneur. And within being in that workshop and learning all the material, I met so many different people who are in that space. And that's something I didn't know before attending this workshop is how many resources Lincoln has. I mean, it's like the best place to be if you're an entrepreneur, I feel.
Ooh, I like that quote.
And
yeah.
Even you.
Yes.
You were very helpful. I was telling you earlier, but I applied for a USDA grant and I was very intimidated by the whole grant process, but you know, you emailed me one day some information and said, hey, look into it, maybe, you know, or if you have friends, look into it. And I did, and it was surprising how helpful people were at the farmer's office here in Lincoln with the USDA. I mean, they wanted me to succeed. They wanted to help me. They walked me through everything. And yeah, I got a grant.
Yay!
So it was really exciting.
Congratulations. I hope that's really, you know, wind in the sails for your business.
Yeah, it is for sure.
Yeah, the Go for Launch workshop, that was a partnership that we were excited to help You know, Lisa Schauner with Doane University making that happen, and UBT and some of the other sponsors. Mm-hmm. I know we were chit-chatting and you called them out, and I really appreciate that, how many organizations do come together to help. And I'm glad you had such a good conversation, such a good experience with the USDA folks. You said at the farmer's office?
Yeah, that's
great.
And even you bring up UBT. I love UBT. I don't know if it's just me. I don't know. I think I might be a little, I don't want to say strange. I'm a type of person. I love going to the grocery store. Yeah. And I love going to the bank. I bank at UBT. I love UBT. I go to the one on the 70th and L location. I love all the tellers. I love everybody who works there. But I've been to multiple other locations, and they've been really helpful too with opening like business accounts and bank accounts, and them being a sponsor of Go for Launch just kind of makes sense too. So.
Hear, hear. I'm with you. I love all of the interactions around town. Like, yes. I don't mind, you know, standing in line, interacting with people.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
those are really important interactions to my daily life. So,
oh, yeah, for yeah. sure. For yeah. sure.
Great. Anything else that's, you know, where is your business headed? What are your dreams for Micro Green Gals?
Yeah, I mean, I would say probably my biggest dream is going forward with community involvement. I would love to get more involved with the youth in the community. I think you talk to anybody about food nowadays and people are kind of, you know, just maybe the unhealthiness in food.
Gets people down
and it's a little bit, depressing of like, well, you can't escape it. It's just our food, kind of like there's nothing else to do. But with the youth, you know, something like microgreens, that's something they can grow themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really big idea that, hey, I'm somebody, I can get these seeds. I can grow these in my window, water them every day. They'll grow into something that I can consume that's good for my body and looks good, tastes good. I can feed my family. So, yeah, I would love to do more things with the youth.
I love that. Yeah. That also echoes what I know about your company with the choices that you make in the materials and the supplies and how you do business. That's mm-hmm. really something to be applauded.
Yeah, I think just encouraging people has been a huge thing ever since Linda started the business of, you know, you can do this. Like, you can make the choices. Like, you can have beauty in your food. You can have nutrients. You know, you can feel good, eat good, all those things.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
All right. How can people learn more about your company or get in touch with you if they want to collaborate?
Yeah. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all under Microgreen Gals. And yeah, you can message me on there. I also have a website. It's microgreen-gals.com.
Great.
But yeah, I mean, I'm always on the FB, so you can just message me there. I'll probably respond pretty quick.
The joys of being a single, you know, business owner.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for taking the time to be here and for sharing with us all. This is great. Again, Nicole Deharsh with Micro Green Gals on the Business L&K podcast. Thanks, everybody.